From FSN, I'm Kate Moody with the latest world news. Pakistani officials say the death toll from devastating floods in the country's northwest may have hit 1,500, and up to 2.5 million people have likely been affected. Rescue workers are struggling to reach 27,000 survivors still cut off by the floods, as fears mount about waterborne diseases like cholera. The government has deployed 30,000 troops and dozens of helicopters and boats to join the rescue and relief efforts. International governments and organizations are also offering help. The U.S., U.K., and U.N. have each authorized $10 million in emergency aid. Marvin Parvez is a regional coordinator for the Church World Service, who's just returned to Islamabad from the flooded northwest. He says the area has been paralyzed.
It's a quite devastating effect. This has been the worst flooding in the last 80 years. And most of these areas were already devastated because of the war on terror and the fighting between the Pakistan military and the Taliban forces, like areas such as Sawat.